In this bulletin, the federal government secures a deal with private hospitals to expand the capacity of the healthcare system. Both coronavirus deaths in Tasmania linked to the Ruby Princess cruise ship. And in sport, all 18 AFL clubs guaranteed to survive the league's financial crisis. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Donald. The federal government has secured an estimated $1.3 billion agreement with the private hospital sector to expand the capacity of Australia's healthcare system to treat coronavirus patients. Australia has recorded more than 4,400 cases of COVID-19, with 50 in intensive care and around 20 people on ventilators. Health Minister Greg Hunt says over 30,000 beds within the private hospital sector will be made available to treat patients in the public system in an integrated partnership with the Commonwealth and the states. He says the agreement will also make over 105,000 full and part-time hospital staff available to the public system and will guarantee the viability of all private hospitals beyond the crisis.
They will be making their ICUs available. They may see an exchange of staff or equipment in either direction. They may be providing support services for patients who are coming from aged care homes or other areas where there may be need for isolation or quarantine. They have committed to be flexible in a way that has been beyond conception.
Tasmania has recorded its second coronavirus death in as many days, with both of the cases linked to travel aboard the Ruby Princess cruise ship. A man in his 80s died at the Royal Hobart Hospital overnight, taking the national COVID-19 death toll to 19. It comes after a woman, also in her 80s, died in the state's northwest on Monday morning. Health Minister Sarah Courtney has confirmed both deaths are linked to the Ruby Princess, which has been a major source of virus spread in Australia, after infected passengers were allowed off the ship in Sydney without adequate checks.
Sadly, we had another death of coronavirus late last night. A man who was at the Royal Hobart Hospital in his 80s died yesterday. I'm advised that both deaths that we have had in Tasmania have been associated with travel on the Ruby Princess.
Police are urging foreign cruise ships floating off New South Wales to immediately go home rather than risk flooding the state's hospitals with coronavirus patients. There are 285 COVID-19 infections in New South Wales linked to cruise ships, including 189 from the Ruby Princess. Police Commissioner Mick Fuller says 9 cruise ships are either docked in the state or waiting off the coast, 6 of which aren't registered to New South Wales addresses.
Federal government has issued warning notices to return to their port of origin. And I think they should listen to those warnings. Now, of course, we will continue to show humanitarian care to those individuals who need it. We'll continue to allow them to have fuel and food, but it is time to go to your port of origin.
Virgin Australia is seeking financial support from the federal government to survive the fallout from the coronavirus pandemic. It wants a rescue package of $1.4 billion. Virgin Australia has told the share market it's seeking the funds from what it anticipates would be support for the wider travel industry. It could involve the government becoming a part owner of the airline. To sport, AFL Chief Executive Gillon McLachlan has guaranteed all 18 of the league's clubs will survive the financial crisis caused by the coronavirus pandemic. His assurance comes a day after the AFL secured $600 million in a line of credit from the ANZ and NAB. The AFL and its clubs have already stood down about 80% of staff, with competition suspended until at least the 31st of May. But McLachlan has told SEN Radio that despite the league's economic problems, the future of all clubs is assured.
We'll go in, going into this with 18 clubs and we'll come out with 18 clubs. That's our commitment over the next 4, 6, 8, 10 months, whatever it looks like, that we will have the same structure at the elite level.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 27. Adelaide, cloudy and 25. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 23. Hobart, partly cloudy, 21 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two, 24. Wollongong, much the same, 23. Sydney, a possible shower, 25. Newcastle, partly cloudy, 26. Brisbane, a shower or two, clearing, 28. Cairns, partly cloudy, 31. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm at a top of 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.